Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to another edition of UK Business Morning. I see the European Commission has been making some moves regarding bank mergers in Italy and Spain. What do you think about it?
Good morning, Alice. Yeah, it's quite a big claim, right? They're saying the Italian and Spanish governments are meddling in banking consolidations. But I'm wondering, what exactly is the issue here?
Well, from what I understand, the European Commission is pushing for bigger banks to create a more competitive financial sector, but the national governments seem to have other ideas.
Right, and the Commission is getting quite frustrated. They've sent a private letter to Italy's government about the UniCredit takeover of Banco BPM. Do you know the details of that deal?
It's a 10 billion euro takeover, Lewis, and the Commission says Rome has infringed EU merger laws by using golden powers. That's a pretty strong accusation.
Wow, that is so cool how they're using this term, golden powers. I wonder what that exactly means in this context.
Golden powers are special rights that some governments have to intervene in certain sectors, even if it means blocking mergers. But the Commission is saying those powers shouldn't apply here.
Oh, right. And Spain is in the same boat. The Commission has given them a formal notice to review their laws that allow Madrid to intervene in banking deals.
Exactly. They want to stop the philosophy of national champions and turn them into European champions instead. That was a quote from Enrico Letta, the former Italian premier.
So, the Commission is basically saying national governments need to stop protecting their domestic banks and let the market decide.
That's right. They argue that the competition isn't coming from inside the EU but from outside, so they need stronger, more consolidated banks to compete globally.
But the resistance from national governments seems pretty intense. Italy's government even said an administrative court recognized their intervention as legitimate.
True, and the Commission hasn't commented on the letter yet. It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out.
Definitely. It's a big challenge for the Commission to balance national interests with the need for a more unified, competitive banking sector in Europe.
Well, that's all we have time for this morning. Thanks for joining us on UK Business Morning.
You're welcome. Tune in tomorrow for more business news.